This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing in New Delhi today. The talks will be held on further strengthening the historical and civilizational ties between the two countries. The entire gamut of relations between Myanmar and India, including security and connectivity, will come up for discussions during the talks. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called on the visiting dignitary in Delhi last evening. The Myanmar president arrived in Gaya, Bihar, on a five-day visit to India on Saturday. Our correspondent reports that Myanmar lies at the confluence of India's Neighbourhood First, Act East and Mahasagar policies. The official visit of President U Min Aung Hlaing to India is expected to further strengthen and deepen the multifaceted relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded several citizens for their outstanding contributions towards nature conservation, solving local problems and other social causes, highlighting their inspiring initiatives and achievements. Addressing the nation in his monthly program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani, Mr. Modi applauded record-breaking performances by emerging athletes at the National Senior Athletics Federation competition held in Jharkhand's Ranchi. Expressing concern over the prevailing heatwave conditions, the Prime Minister urged people to follow official advisories and take precautions to stay safe. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs and Power, Manohar Lal, announced a series of initiatives to strengthen urban sanitation and power infrastructure in Tripura. Addressing a joint press conference in Agartala with Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath, the Union Minister said financial assistance will be provided to upgrade waste management systems in the state. Earlier, the Union Minister attended a mega event in Agartala marking the 6th anniversary of the PM Swanidhi scheme, where loan checks and QR-coded credit cards were distributed to street vendors to promote digital transactions and economic self-reliance. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said an expert team of cybersecurity professionals from various government agencies and Indian Institutes of Technology has been deployed to secure the OnMark portal, which is its on-screen marking OSM system utilized for evaluation of Class 12 answer sheets. In a social media post, the board said it is closely monitoring vulnerabilities in the portal and a thorough review is being carried out to rule out any other exploitable weaknesses. In Himachal Pradesh, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has won 3 out of 4 municipal corporations in the civic body elections, winning Dharamshala, Solan and Mandi. The Congress Party has won the Palampur Municipal Corporation. The polling took place on the 17th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Richard Marles will co-chair the second India-Australia Defence Ministers Dialogue in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Defence said that during the dialogue, discussions will focus on strengthening defence and security cooperation, enhancing military interoperability and industry collaboration, including co-development and co-production opportunities. In cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, successfully retained the IPL title, defeating Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets in the final at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs with the help of Washington Sundar's unbeaten 50 off 37 balls. For Bengaluru, Rasik Salam Dar picked up 3 wickets while Bhuvaneshwar Kumar and Josh Hazlewood claimed 2 wickets each. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru comfortably chased down the target, scoring 161 for 5 in 18 overs, powered by Virat Kohli's unbeaten 75 off 42 balls. For Gujarat Titans, Rashid Khan scalped 2 wickets. With this victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru successfully defended their IPL crown, clinching their second successive title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.